Last up for this morning session are Frank Garza and Charlie Zeck. Frank is a shareholder with the law firm of Davidson, Troilo, Ream, and Garza. He currently serves as the city attorney for Alamo Heights, Ingleside, Robstown, among many other cities, and has previously served as the city attorney for San Antonio, and he has also been a professor at St. Mary's University, teaching ethics and public officials, very apt for today's conversation, and the basics of municipal government. Charlie has been an attorney for 24 years, 21 of those in municipal law and economic development. He is a partner and shareholder in Denton, Navarro, Rodriguez, Bernal, and Zeck, and a managing partner of their office here in Austin. He is admitted to practice for all Texas courts, the U.S. District Court of the Western and Northern District, making him very busy, I'm sure. Please welcome Frank and Charlie.
Thanks for putting us before lunch. I really appreciate that. What has long hair knows when to hold them and knows when to fold them. Yeah, that's right. Kenny Rogers, not me. Kenny Rogers. How's everybody doing today? Ready to go to lunch, right? So we're going to talk about ethics. How many folks in here? We're actually going to talk about, you know, when you can communicate with somebody's client and when they're not a client and those types of good things. How many in here represent developers? Raise your hands. I'm going to piss off every single one of you. I assume the rest of you represent governmental entities. Yeah, in-house, raise your hand. Outhouse, I love that phrase. 21 years, doesn't ever get old. So let's jump into it. And so I will tell you that one of the most frustrating things I deal with as a lawyer who's been representing cities and counties and other local governments, tax increment reinvestment zones, economic development corporations, basically local governments for 20, I don't even know how long anymore, 20 some years. One of the most frustrating things is this idea that because my client is a governmental entity, that the lawyer on the other side can talk to whoever they want, whenever they want. And I'm here to tell you that's not the rule, and we're going to go through that. Just as it's not the rule for me to talk to your client whenever I want. All right. I say that, but I've got a lot of developer friends, lawyers, and I think probably some of you are in the audience. So let's talk about Rule 4.2, communication with one represented by counsel. I'm not one. I don't know if anybody's ever seen me speak before. I speak at several different areas of the law with respect to local government. I rarely read slides, but I think it's important that we read these slides because these are the rules, and these are the rules that we have to follow. Rule 4.02, and oh, no, by the way, Frank's going to handle Rule 4.403. Of the two of us, he's the smarter. That's usually the case with anybody I'm in the room with, for the record. At least if you ask my wife, that is indeed the case. Rule 4.02, communication with one represented by counsel. In representing a client, a lawyer shall not communicate or cause or encourage another to communicate about the subject of the representation with a person, organization, or entity of government the lawyer knows to be represented by another lawyer regarding that subject, unless the lawyer has the consent of the other lawyer or is authorized to do so by law. Is there a thing I can click? Sorry, my apologies. Is it up now? Yeah, okay, great. Sorry about that. Rule point, and then B says, in representing a client, a lawyer shall not communicate or cause another to communicate about the subject of representation with a person or organization a lawyer knows to be employed or retained for the purpose of conferring with or advising another lawyer about the subject of the representation, unless the lawyer has the consent of the lawyer or is authorized by law to do so. I would note right now that the rules do define the word knows, and that is defined as actual knowledge of the fact in question, although a person's knowledge may be inferred from the circumstances. So the word knows is defined within the rules. The rule goes on to state that for the purposes of this rule, organization or entity of government includes those persons. Notice it doesn't say limited to, it said include.